Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe unseres Willipedia-Podcasts. Heute sind wir mal nicht in unserem Studio im Office der Plattes Group, sondern hier in der Motor World Mallorca. Wir senden heute von unserem Event Familienvermögen in Krisenzeiten. Und natürlich habe ich ganz tolle Gäste wieder mitgebracht, jetzt sogar zwei. Zum einen ist das Hanno Strack, deutscher Immobilienentwickler, Unternehmer und Investor, der nach vielen Jahren auf Mallorca heute auf den Bahamas zu Hause ist und dort groß angelegte Projekte realisiert. Zum anderen bei uns heute Derek Newbold. Hello.
Hello.
Chief Investment Officer der Grand Bahama Port Authority und verantwortlich für internationale Investorenprogramme über Invest Grand Bahama.
Willipedia Podcast mit allem, was Sie über Wirtschaft, Steuern und Recht wissen müssen.
Und Herr Newbold spricht kein Deutsch, deshalb wechseln wir an dieser Stelle ins Englische. Mr. Newbold, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so nice to have you here on the island and here in this holy room. You flew in extra to be here at our event. Why did you come? Why are you here? And why did you think, okay, I have to be at this event and or I want to be here?
Well, we preside over a 230 square mile free trade zone in the Bahamas. And that free trade zone is unlike any other free trade zone in the world. It's a mixed use development. It's not just focused on industrial or commercial activity. So we have industrial, commercial, housing, hospitality. It's very broad in terms of what's happening within the city of Freeport. The company I represent, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, is the government body that controls the city of Freeport. So we manage, maintain, administer the city of Freeport. We are like a quasi-government organization. And so companies looking to conduct business within the city, they would receive a business license from us, construction approval and permitting, environmental compliance if necessary. We're also responsible for town planning, zoning, utilities regulation, economic development. And that's how I met Hanno.
Yes.
So Hanno is one of almost 3,600 companies that we license to operate from the city of Freeport, the free trade zone in the Bahamas. And by virtue of being a licensee of the Port Authority, we provide certain services, concierge services to our licensees and support. So my reason for being here in Mallorca at this particular conference is really to lend support to some of the projects that Hanno was working on within the city of Freeport, because we help to facilitate an environment within the city where families can, well, investors can deploy capital confidently as a result of some of the work that we're doing.
Did you already have time to talk to some of the people and like do a little bit of networking?
Yes, just a little so far this morning, and it's been great. Yeah. And, you know, my German is not that great. I have Google Translate.
To the both of you, you just started to explain a little bit what you're doing. But yeah, for our listeners, to place you properly, how would you briefly introduce yourselves and what is your main professional focus?
Yeah, the main professional focus from my side is to develop projects in Freeport, Grand Bahama, in that zone, because it's a huge opportunity. It's a growing market. Maybe you can say more about that here. And yes, I think this is the place to be if you want to go with the flow. And I have good opportunities for good real estate investments.
We already have talked in the past in a podcast about one project. It's called The Nest.
Exactly.
But that's not the only project.
No.
You realize or...
Exactly. That's one of my projects that I have, The Nest. As we said, that is the branded residences and hospitality resort on the beach. And then we have I have the project on Cole Road that is called the Cole Villas. They have direct access to canal, and in 5 minutes you are with your own boat in front of your house on the open ocean. for fishing, for hanging out on sandbanks, or whatever you want to do and enjoy the sun. So this is another project. Then we do double houses. That's a project where we have also a business plan for to Airbnb it out, because it's a huge market and it's going to grow in the future, the short-term and mid-term rentals. And this product is made for that. So it's the double houses have 3 bedrooms and their own pool, their own dock. So you can bring your own boat, or you can even come from Florida, which is only 60 miles away, with your own boat, go to the house, spend your weekend there, and go fishing, and then go back. So that's another project. It's 8 units on the canal, walking distance to the beach, to one of the nicest restaurants like the Stone Crab, and we have the fish fry there, which is the Wednesday good location with good fried fish. And then another project that's going on is on the beach on a sandbar next to Banana Bay. We just bought that lot, and we will make nice villas there on the beach villas with the beautiful turquoise beach view every morning when you wake up, and also some double houses there with the overview of the ocean. And more coming up. Yes. Yes.
More coming up. In the next podcast, maybe we're going to talk about even more projects. And as a chief investment officer of the Port Authority, so what's your day-to-day business? So I imagine you're looking for investors to invest in the zone.
Yes. As the chief investment officer, a part of my job is investment promotion and attraction.
Yeah.
And we go out and we promote the city of Freeport, we promote the incentives, we promote the opportunities that are taking place in Freeport, and of course we lend support to our licensees or investors coming in. And we provide something called a business concierge service, I may touch on that later, where we support prospective investors all the way from concept to business setup. But one of the reasons why it's important for me to be here and support what Hannah was doing back home is we have significant investment taking place within the city of Freeport, and it's creating demands in certain areas. Housing and rentals are certainly one of those areas. And there's a need for executive style housing. There's a need for luxury housing. And Hannes is actually plugged in to both of those areas by virtue of the investments that he's doing. So I'm happy to be here to support him and showcase what he's doing back in Freeport, yes.
And so you told us a little bit about Freeport. That's the city is called Freeport.
Yes.
And why is this a place like so special, like to go invest?
Great question. Freeport is a part of the island of Grand Bahama. It lies at the center of Grand Bahama. The entire island is about 456 square miles.
Yes.
The city of Freeport is 230 square miles. And it's only about 55 miles from the U.S. East Coast. It's like virtually a stone's throw away, close proximity. If you want to jump on a 25-minute plane ride, go to Miami, do some partying, shopping, then come back to sanity, relax, and enjoy. But the city itself is very unique. It's very unique because it's the most diverse economy in the Bahamas. Unlike the rest of the country that relies heavily on tourism, there's a tourism component, but then in addition to hospitality and tourism, we have alternative energy sectors, we have manufacturing, maritime, probably the largest maritime sector in the Bahamas, right in Freeport. We have healthcare, education. So it's a very broad type of economy within the city of Freeport. And one of the things that we focus on is looking at how do we create an environment that can attract prospective investors where they can deploy capital confidently, but at the same time operate and have a very enjoyable quality of life.
Sounds special, sounds nice, no?
Yes.
So I imagine you're in contact with many international investors.
Yeah, That's a part of my job, yeah.
Yeah. So what are the most questions you receive about Grand Bahama when someone is considering an entry in the region?
Yeah. So some of the questions we get is, how difficult is it to do business, or what's the ease of doing business like?
And how difficult is it?
It's straightforward.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So at the Port Authority, what we do is we have a business concierge service that falls under my remit. My department, we offer this concierge service through Invest Grand Bahama. From the moment you make a decision that you want to invest in the city of Freeport, you're connected with a representative of the Port Authority. And it's their job to assist you from just the concept of starting a business all the way through to business setup. So they will assist you with securing your business license. They will assist you with securing any construction permitting if necessary, environmental compliance. They will assist you with finding land, be it residential or commercial, or finding a building. So they're there to assist you throughout the entire business setup process to remove any pain points,
yes,
or any bottlenecks that you may experience as a new investor coming in to a new jurisdiction. We roll out the red carpet. So someone is literally holding your hand throughout the entire process.
You invested many years here on,
yes,
this island,
exactly,
of Mallorca. Was that one of the reasons why you shifted your focus on the Bahamas?
Yes, 100%. I mean, we get full support from the Port Authority. It's also the department where you get your business license, where you get your construction license,
mm-hmm,
and all the paperwork. And that really helps as a developer if you have short ways there and if it's easier, I mean, compared,
yes,
to Mallorca. I mean, Mallorca back in the days, it was quite easy, but it got harder and harder and longer. And at the end, I had to wait 1-2 years for a building license. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then the construction phase taking longer too. And then until you have all the final paperwork done to go on the market with it, it was 5-6 years, and time is money.
Yeah.
So in Freeport, it's like if we need a quick version, we can, I don't know, Derek, how much could be the fastest building license in Freeport?
Oh, yeah, to get a license, you can get a license within 5 to 10 days. And then for construction permitting, we're considered to be best in class. We can turn that around within 10 days, your application.
Okay. That sounds crazy for us living here in Mallorca.
Yeah.
But why is it such a difference? Maybe in a few years it will be different and they have to like change those things and it will take longer.
It's different because it's controlled by a private company.
Yeah.
It's not a government.
Yeah.
It's a private company, and private companies know how to conduct business. They understand cost and time. Time is money.
Interesting point, that's what you already,
yes,
said as
and,
well.
And another point is that in Freeport, they need those constructions going on,
mm-hmm,
because there's so much, so many things happening in Freeport right now, and a lot of people come and move over, so they need housing. They,
yeah,
need houses.
Of course.
So it's very good for Freeport too that we do our developments there. And compared to Mallorca, it's in the past 10, 15 years, there was so much construction going on. So they have to calm it down because it was too much in the past. So I somehow can understand the government that they want to slow it down here in Mallorca.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Here, I think you need this controlling instance like to slow it down because,
yes,
it's necessary, you know.
Yes. You have to go with the nature,
exactly,
and
yeah,
with what's there. And in Freeport there is infrastructure for 250,000 people.
Yeah,
it's already there.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point. Like, what role do infrastructure and connectivity such as port, airport, and also the proximity to the United States,
yes,
what you already said, play in your conversations with investors?
It's very important. I mean, if you want to deploy capital in any jurisdiction, you want to make sure that there's adequate infrastructure. That's certainly key. And then proximity to the U.S. certainly lends itself to being more attractive as a jurisdiction.
Yes.
And then, of course, connectivity. From Freeport, even though it's an island, it's located at the center of major trade lanes leading throughout Europe, the Mediterranean, Asia, the Far East, Africa, South America, both East and West Coast, going into the Gulf, the US, East and West Coast, Canada. So from Freeport, you have global connectivity. And we have a major container terminal there, the largest in the Caribbean, or one of the largest, certainly with the deepest water. So we can accommodate the, we call them post-Panamax container vessels, the largest as they come. So you can literally source products from just about anywhere in the world and have it shipped directly to Freeport. Or if you're manufacturing, you can ship directly to anywhere in the world. 550 ports around the world, hitting 155 different countries, touching six continents from Freeport.
Could you walk us through like an example of how you support investors, like from the first contact all the way, like implanting a project?
Excellent question. So I will use Hanno as an example.
Yeah.
So Hanno came to meet with us and he said, you know, I'm interested in investing in Freeport and doing a project there. And so we had that initial meeting. Mm-hmm. From the moment we met, someone is assigned to assist Hanno throughout the entire process of him setting up a business. So anytime Hanno has a question, anytime Hanno may have an issue, he can pick up the phone and he can call that person. Let's say that person is me. Mm-hmm. And so he would call me and say, Derek, I'm ready to move forward with my business licensing application process. What do I need to do? Sure, okay, Hanno. This is what you need to do. I can help you with this, or I can help you with that. Send your application directly to me, and I will walk it through and make sure it gets approval.
Okay, yeah.
After that, okay, I'm getting ready to start construction. Okay, what do I need to do? You need to complete a construction application. Okay, I submit my construction application. It's only supposed to take maybe 15 days, depending on the complexity of it, of the development. I haven't heard anything. Can you tell me what's going on? Fine. Pick up the phone. I call the construction permitting division. Hanno submitted an application 10 days ago. He didn't hear anything. What's going on? Oh, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And then there's an environmental component. Okay, what do I need to do? And so we'll walk him through the entire process
yeah.
of how to get his business started, what he needs to do. There's never no guessing. He doesn't mm-hmm. have to guess or try to mm-hmm. figure things out on his own. And then we have business retention unit.
Okay.
So we don't just attract you, assist you in getting established and ignore you.
Yeah.
No, the retention unit, it's our job to make sure that you succeed. We want your business to be a success. We want you to have sustainable business within mm-hmm. the
city. Yeah, very important.
Exactly. So we do health checkups. So we'll go by and ask, hey, how's your business going?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that we can do as the regulator to assist you? Are there any bottlenecks, any issues you might be having? What can we help you with? How can we solve that problem for you?
So
and that's
like
our
very
retention.
Close.
Yes, we like to maintain a close relationship with all investors in Freeport to make sure that we're providing them with the best possible chance to succeed.
Sounds easy. What should people pay particular attention to when investing in a new region for the first time?
Hannah, you can share it from your perspective.
Because I think there are always, some problems you may face when you go into a new region you maybe don't know or...
Yes. First thing, what I always did in Mallorca, is to go local.
Mm-hmm.
So I always try to go with the local possibilities,
mm-hmm.
The people on site that are building my projects. The main part of them are local, Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is important.
Yeah,
and
good
also
point.
in the projects, for my projects, I have the plan in my head to do some giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think it's important if you come to a new country, to a new place like the Bahamas, to go with the community, take them, look what their needs and get to grow together.
I always think it also has something to do with like respect, no?
100%.
Yes. And understand the laws of the land, the legislation, how it impacts the investments that you're interested in. That's key, making sure that there's adequate infrastructure in place.
Yes.
Right? Make sure the infrastructure can support exactly what it is you're interested in.
Yes.
Because that's going to have a direct impact on cost.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like Hanno said, having or building relationships, you know, having relationship with the locals, or local partnerships, you know, bringing them into your project to participate in some way. That's always good, you know, be it through employment, through contract, etc. That's always a great thing. Grand Bahama is going through, well, Freeport in particular, really, is going through somewhat of a renaissance period, or we call it economic revival. We are at the point now where we have about $4 billion in active or planned projects taking place within the city of Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening across a broad range of different sectors. Like I mentioned, it's the most diverse economy in the Bahamas. So just to give you an example of some of the projects taking place, Carnival is there, Carnival Cruise Lines. They just opened a cruise port just over 7 months ago. They invested $600 million. We have the Grand Bahama Shipyard. That particular development entailed a reinvestment of about $665 million.
Mm-hmm.
Where they acquired new dry docks, the largest in the world. And they just recently deployed the first dry dock.
Mm-hmm.
The second will be delivered this year. And that will make that facility the largest dry dock and ship repair facility in the world. Not in the hemisphere or in the Bahamas, in the world. But imagine that, right in Grand Bahama. We have BlackRock is there now. MSC is there now. They acquired interest in the container port. You know, the one I told you with global connectivity?
Yes.
Yeah, they acquired interest in that. And they recently invested in upgrading and modernizing that facility even more, well in excess of $100 million. They're in the process now. Well, we just recently concluded a deal with MSC and Royal Caribbean where they'll now take control of the cruise port at the harbor, the existing cruise port. This is separate from Carnival Cruise Port.
Yes.
Where they'll be investing about $500 million in upgrading that facility. So just the two cruise ports alone, just to put that into context. A year ago, before Carnival Cruise Port opened, we received about 500,000 cruise ship visitors, 500,000. Last year, 6 months into their operation, we received 1 million. As of, let's say, the next 2 years, with Carnival at full scale, Royal Caribbean, MSC at full scale and what they're doing, we're going to jump to about 6.5 to 7 million cruise ship visitors. That's more than 1,000% increase in visitors. And that's just on the cruise side.
Yes.
And now there's room for the stopover visitors. We're redeveloping the airport. We're looking for the high-end luxury experience as well for stopovers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's where some of Hanno's projects will come in. And then imagine taking 7 million cruise ship visitors coming to your destination and implementing a cruise conversion program where you're converting some of these cruise visitors into long-term visitors, stopovers, second home owners.
Yes.
The market is huge, huge for that. Then we have a new university there, Western Atlantic University School of Medicine. And they specialize in training and equipping doctors. That's a $200 million project. We have Six Senses. I'm looking to develop and brand in Freeport as well. Well, they'll be the operators. A company called Weller will be the developers. And that's a $250 million project as well. So there's lots of projects that are happening, major projects. And I haven't even touched on some of the smaller ones yet, but yeah, that's what's happening.
So, but there also will be a lot of change, no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there will be some change because those projects are driving demand for more entertainment,
yes,
more recreation, more retail offerings, more food and beverage offerings, mm-hmm, or diverse offerings there, more transportation, and of course, more housing.
Yeah, very important.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. It was very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Und Ihnen natürlich auch vielen lieben Dank fürs Zuhören und fürs Zuschauen. Alle weiteren Infos, noch mehr Podcasts und News gibt's natürlich online auf willipedia.plattes.net.